Billions of dollars are up for grabs next month to expand broadband availability across the country. A big problem is the maps that will determine where the money goes are inaccurate, according to the Texas Comptroller, who says this is because internet service providers inflated their true broadband coverage areas. But the Texas office charged with challenging those broadband maps at the state level currently doesn't plan to do so, and that could mean hundreds of millions meant for communities in need gets left on the table. TPR's Paul Flav reports.
Good morning, or good afternoon, ma'am. Thanks for coming in.
Lonnie Hunt speaks to a dozen or so people in a cinder block community center in the small town of Corrigan, Texas.
Well, I think we should get started. I know it's a small crowd, but I appreciate y'all being here, and the message is the same anyway.
Hunt, a former county judge, leads the Deep East Texas Council of Governments, a predominantly rural region set amongst the piney woods of East Texas. It's rich in scenic beauty and small-town charm, but poor in good internet service.
And I don't think I even had to say this, but why do we need broadband? Because we can't survive without it in the future.
Hunt's been preaching the salvation of rural towns through the power of broadband for years. This meeting was from 2019. He's spent hours on the road back and forth from Austin and across the region advocating for more funds for broadband and preparing for the moment when the funds pour in. Fast forward 3 years and the Biden administration's infrastructure bill with $42 billion for broadband is that moment.
This is the big pot at the end of the rainbow, we hope, you know, that's getting ready to come online.
The maps that feds will use to determine who gets funded were released last month and are flawed, say advocates. So Hunt and other advocates were surprised when the state broadband development office said it would not file a challenge statewide, and it asked communities to do it, potentially costing the state hundreds of millions of dollars in funding.
I mean, how does it feel to, at the 11th hour, have the state just say, you guys are on your own?
Well, it's disappointing and frustrating. And frankly, I don't understand it.
The Broadband Development Office was set up in 2021 under the Comptroller. It is, by statute, charged with challenging the FCC broadband maps. But in its November newsletter, the office said it can't do that because of a dispute involving the company Texas contracted to come up with its own maps and the FCC. The company's called Lightbox, and the state is slated to pay more than $6 million for the maps over 5 years.
The issue at hand really doesn't have anything to do with Lightbox.
Eric Frank is CEO of Lightbox. He says they did their job, but Texas can't give the data to the FCC if its contractor, CostQuest, can turn around and use the data commercially. If they did, it could hurt hundreds of companies like his who did this work for states and communities.
You know, why would a data vendor who spends money, builds intellectual property, creates a product, give that away? So, or you could ask Sony to give away their archive of films?
CostQuest, in a statement to TPR, says everyone should have known the challenge rules since they were initially passed in 2020. What's at issue, as a spokeswoman, is that companies approach states to help them with the process and are now failing to, quote, fulfill a state's needs, end quote. Lightbox is not the only one calling foul of the FCC's arrangement. Texas is one of a handful of states who are in the same predicament. The FCC didn't respond for a request for comment. Frank says he's confident this is just a snag and the matter will be resolved.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and the inability for Harris County to benefit from a statewide challenge is a pressing issue as well.
John Spears is the manager for the Harris County Office of Broadband, and he says that communities are having to step up and challenge the maps themselves, but it's unlikely they can replace the statewide effort. And the communities that will likely get hurt are the same ones living in the current broadband gap.
Regardless of that impasse, the federal government, the state government, and local government are accountable to our residents, and we're accountable to the people.
The controller sent a letter to the federal government insisting on an additional 60 days to challenge broadband maps last week. He said internet service providers are inflating their availability, and it's hurting communities. Comptroller Hagar, who did not respond to a request for comment, made no mention of the fact of the treasure trove of data Texas paid for that, as of yet, will not be used to help those communities. I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.